listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I'm not going to read to you a whole verse, just half a verse, and our theme for today is going to be stand still. You'll see what I mean when I read to you from Exodus chapter 14, the very first part of verse 13, where it says, "And Moses said to the people, do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord." Now it didn't look good for Israel. Blocking the front of the people of Israel was the Red Sea. Behind them was the fast-charging Egyptian army. Between the two was a multitude quickly losing faith in God. At this point, Moses had no idea how God would come through in the situation. All he knew was that God would certainly rescue his people. In a sense, Moses knew that they were in such a bad situation that God had to do something. When we see that our only help is God, we're much more likely to trust him. Sometimes it's the little things that defeat us, because they are the things that we think we can do in our own strength. Often when it comes to the big things, we know that only God can do it, so we trust him more. Moses looked at the desperate situation and spoke for the Lord when he told Israel, "Stand still." Stand still is often the Lord's word to a believer in crisis. Despair will try to cast you down and keep you from standing. Fear will tell you to retreat instead of standing still. Impatience will tell you to do something now instead of standing still. Presumption will tell you to jump into the Red Sea before it's parted. But instead of any of these options, God told his people to stand, and he told them to stand still. In Job chapter 37, verse 14, Elihu gave what is often good counsel. He said this, "Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God." So, are things pressing around you? Are you caught in the middle of impossible circumstances? Then make sure that you are standing where God wants you to stand, standing on his word, standing on his promises. Then stand still there, confident in God.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.